Plans for a massive water tate to grow more avocados in the far north could get the green light in the coming weeks, but there's major concern among some locals about what that will mean for the environment. An application to take billions of litres from Te Aupuri Aquifer, which sits right at the top of the Motu, is currently being considered by independent commissioners. A decision is expected next month, and while there's been opposition from the Department of Conservation and many in the community, those wanting the water say the environment is their primary concern too. Nita Blakeperson reports.
Heading up State Highway 1 past Kaitaia, the view's changed a lot in recent years. Former paddocks are now covered with bright windbreaks, protecting tens of thousands of avocado trees, stretching as far as the eye can see. Ian Broadhurst knows a lot about that conversion. He's been growing avocados in the far north for more than 30 years and is now the manager at Mapua Orchard, the country's biggest grower, which has around 100,000 trees.
In recent times, there would have been a good 550 hectares of avocados gone in. I would say that of that 500 hectares, 450 hectares of that was ex-dairy farm. So there's definitely dairying has been in the decline, and the horticulturists picked that up.
While he's been in the area for decades, it's the past 4 years, he says, have been truly transformational.
I heard the other day that I think there's 30 fishing boats used to work out of Pukenui, out of Hauhora Harbour. There's two now, so there's been big changes. So horticulture is the big winner in all of this.
That conversion has seen huge money pumped into avocados.
Of the 500 hectares, I think probably the average price for land was around about $25,000 per hectare. The way we grow avocados now, it's probably $100,000 per hectare investment in terms of planting and establishing, putting all the infrastructure in. It'll easily be a $50 million investment.
And more people want in on the action. An application by 24 landowners to take 6.2 million cubic metres of water each year is currently being considered by independent commissioners on behalf of the Northland Regional Council. That water will come from the Aupōuri Aquifer, an ancient water source which sits under the peninsula. While not all applicants want the water for avocados, the majority do. There's plenty of concern about what's at stake.
I think if you talk to people, you will hear many stories of there used to be water there. You know, people that have lived in these areas for a long time. There used to be water there, now there isn't. My bore's dried up. I've never seen this in my lifetime, and I've talked to a lot of local people. I've talked to people in that have been working in the orchards that have come to me. They are worried that they don't want to talk about it because they're going to lose their job. Totally understand. They're between a rock and a hard place. There's got to be another way that we can help the aquifer, because if they keep drilling and doing what they're doing and developing, something's going to go, and it's going to be saltwater intrusion.
Karen Nikora Kerr lives near Nātaki, an area where avocado growth has been massive. She says there are other ways of growing the fruit, without sprays, for example, but she has huge concerns about what's happening at the moment.
If you look at avocados and the way that it's been put up, there are many people just starting to realise that how big it actually is. They're worried about these big orchard owners that have come and developed, and they want this water consent because now they will sell what they've created, make money. They don't live here. They're going to go away. What if something happens to the water? I can't say it's going to. They can't say it isn't. Our council's mentality, the risks will be no more than minor. You can read it in a million bits of paperwork of theirs. They cannot prove that.
She's opposing the latest water take application, as she did a previous one, which was granted in 2019. That take for more than 2 million cubic metres a year was eventually granted after the Department of Conservation appealed against it. The case went to the Environment Court, which backed the decision for the water to be taken. However, checks were put in place to monitor usage and adjust where necessary. But locals say they're still feeling the effects. John Johnson lives near Waiharara with a wetland on his property and avocado orchards for neighbours.
I'd prefer to have dairy because from what I've experienced, dairy is far less invasive on the environment than the avocados.
The avocados have had a huge effect on the area.
from what I'd been told by the growers, they're going to be organic and it's going to be fantastic. Well, there was nothing like that. The intensive industrial monoculture they do, which is known throughout the world, the intensive spraying, the artificial fertilisers, the injecting the trees to stop the phytophthora. It's like avocados, junky avocados, you know. And if people knew, I think, what grows into growing industrial avocados, they wouldn't eat them. I don't. I don't eat local avocados because I know what goes into them.
While Johnson says things have improved from what he describes as the Wild West days of early avocado growth, he still has grave concerns over the latest water take.
The horse has bolted, really. It should have been stopped in 2018 when Environment Court said this water take shouldn't go ahead. But because there's so much money being sunk into the avocado industry now, it's beyond stopping. It's too big for council or anyone to stop. So it's tragic, should never have gone ahead, but it's too late now.
For local landowner Alan Nunns, the water plans come with huge risks, particularly ocean water leaking into the aquifer as it's drained.
The aquifer is basically a fossil aquifer, the deep aquifer, so it's been there for quite a long time. And it's a very precious resource, and it's a fragile resource because if it's overexploited, then you'll get quite easily seawater intrusion, seawater coming into the aquifer from either the Tasman or the east side, most likely the east side, because of the way the basement goes. So obviously the aquifer is being used at the moment, both for farming, for residential use, and also for avocado farming. But the scale of these permits is what concerns me.
Nunns has a lot of technical knowledge in this space. He has a PhD in marine geophysics and says the information the application is based on just doesn't go far enough.
We don't know enough at this point to start draining the aquifer at the volumes that they're talking about.
He estimates the planned water take is enough to sustain about 73,000 people each year. Currently, about 4,000 people live in the area. Nunns wants other economic development to be considered for the area to make it more diverse.
It's wonderful that Opuri Peninsula turned out to be such a wonderful place to grow avocados, and it has been good. And there's a lot of people up there who are doing it very sustainably and very carefully. But I'd prefer to see a more diversified form of agriculture and other business there than just have the whole peninsula covered with avocados.
But those wanting the water say the sustainability of the aquifer is vital to them too, and they won't be doing anything to endanger it. Martel Letica is the planning consultant representing the 24 applicants. She's been working on the issue for the past few years and says the science is thorough and there are checks and balances to protect the water source.
If we get to those trigger levels, there is a response mechanism available. To me, yes, the stakes are high, but the responses that are in the contingency plan are very severe.
She says the applicants, including three hapū, are kaitiaki of the whenua, and they want the water to be used as carefully as anyone else. She says the boost this has had for the community has been massive.
I think back to when I used to drive down the main street of Kaitaia, and now I drive down the main street of Kaitaia, and it is booming. You know, compare that to Kaikoura. Kaitaia and Kaikoura, to me, were very much quite similar in their townscapes. And now, like, Kaitaia's has the Te Ahuahu Centre. They've got this revitalisation project that's going on with their reserves areas. It's a vibrant community.
Maria Meno Kapakingi is the Chief Executive for Te Runanga Nui o Te Aupōuri, which is the largest applicant for this take. She says they're still finding out how avocados are affecting the area.
We need to know more to be able to understand completely whether that is so. So instincts are that's a whole lot of trees, that's a whole lot of avocado trees. But equally, I can see all of our whānau, that's where they've got their job. They want to live on their own whenua and they want to live in the north. You know, so that's a tick as far as I'm concerned. That's a positive thing. So can those things exist together and can we know more to actually make better decisions about whether the aquifer will be negatively affected for the future? I need to know more. I need to understand that better. And I don't know whether we do, I've got to say.
Hami Piripi chairs Te Runanga o Te Rārawa. He says avocados have absolutely been a force for good in the north. While he says Te Rārawa doesn't have plans for avocado growing at this stage, he trusts the science around the water take.
The biggest fallacy, I think, is the extent to which avocados need in terms of water. It's a huge fallacy. People just think because they see a tree and that it takes more water, but actually it takes a lot less water than a cow. And I found that knowledge very, very empowering in terms of how we consider the issues. So yeah, we're part of this region's development, and we're happy to develop along the right track and according to the science, this track is okay.
One of the loudest voices opposed to the water application is the Department of Conservation, which is concerned about the effects on local wetlands and lakes, which are home to threatened species. Doc says taking water from the aquifer will compromise an important habitat, and they're concerned the applicants haven't been able to show how the adverse effects of this proposal will be avoided. For now, the future of the aquifer lies with independent commissioners who have been tasked with considering all sides of this debate. Karen Nikora-Kerr says she's expecting it will get the green light, but she's not happy about it.
If this goes through, then that tells me that the process with the system doesn't work. Because two hearings, I'm going to say taxpayers' money being used, because if DOC appeals and goes to the Environment Court, which it did, and then Environment Court gives a decision, and then the councils and the applicants and everyone doesn't listen, what does that mean? How do you move on? Because it's just going to keep happening.
A decision over the highly contentious and heated issue is looming. It's expected to be delivered before the end of August.